The British government says it's redirecting its defense and foreign policy efforts towards Asia following its departure from the European Union, as NPR's Frank Langford reports from London.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson unveiled what he called the most comprehensive policy review of its kind since the end of the Cold War. He reaffirmed Britain's close ties or special relationship with the U.S. and said the U.K. would focus on the center of global growth, the Indo-Pacific. The review called China, quote, the biggest state-based threat to the U.K.'s economic security.
There is no question that China will pose a great challenge for an open society such as ours. But we will also work with China where that is consistent with our values and interests.
The UK has taken a harder line on China in recent years, but someone Johnson's own Conservative Party complained he needs to go further and label China a geostrategic threat. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
A new survey shows consumers spent less money last month, partly due to frigid weather in parts of the country that kept shoppers away from stores. Commerce Department says retail sales fell about 3% after soaring in January as folks spent their stimulus checks. Economists expect retail sales to pick up again this month as many Americans get direct payments as part of the COVID relief package signed by President Biden last week. Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street. This is NPR.
This is CPR News. It is snowing lightly in both Denver and in Vail. Coming up, more than 150 people in Mesa County, mostly seniors, recently received the COVID vaccine. The shot was delivered right to them instead of requiring a trip to the county's mass vaccination center.
I feel good. I'm so happy. You don't know how it feels when you don't know where you're going to go get your shot, and it's real important to get the shot.
CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has the story of a mobile vaccination effort. That story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Snow likely tonight for Denver. Colorado Springs and Pueblo will be windy with a chance of snow showers. Mostly clear for Grand Junction. Vail, snow showers are likely. 36 in Denver, 31 in Vail. This is CPR.